107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
All right.
Yeah, Ace. I know earlier in sports we were talking about that stupid gum, that OMG gum, and we were just kind of razzing on those as seen on TV, you know, the ridiculous products that we all get conned into buying because we're stupid consumers. So I actually did go back to that website, asseenontvlive.com. This is
what you buy.
Honestly, like
you sucked into something,
this just is it really shows me like how easily I can be conned into buying stupid stuff. Like here, like I was surprised you didn't buy this, Hunter, the Arctic hat. All right. It's a hat that keeps you cool, all right?
Ah. How much?
It's only $19.99. Everything on here is $19.99.
It's very true. Damn it. It sounds...
How about this? The Everbelt. The indestructible perfect... It's a belt. It's just a belt, but it's called the Everbelt, right?
The Everbelt. You know what, though? Every time I go to, like, Walgreens or anywhere that has that section, I always go through it. You know? I'm always like, I might need that.
Just think, you never know. Like, look at honey. Actually, I do like this one, the Easy Feet. No more bending over to clean your feet, because right now I have a brush in my shower that I use to clean my feet. This one, you stick right to the floor, and it covers the top.
Oh, yeah, you just kind of wipe your feet with it. Yeah, it's nice. You know what? I kind of want that one.
Not bad. Honestly. It's only $8.95, 50% off right now as seen on TV Live. Ooh, what about these? Light up shoelaces, Hunter, $9.99, as seen on TV Live.
Going to the roller rink? Let's go.
Dude, we'll crush it on there.
Light up shoelaces, huh?
This seems a little expensive. The pillow pad... View your tablet in comfort, you lazy piece of trash, so you can lay down. That's
$19.95.
Yeah. That's expensive for a pillow.
And they got the leg pillow. They got the HD visions. They got the copper bracelet. Now they got the copper waist pack or whatever.
Everything. Have you seen the one where, oh, my God, it's a pants expander? So as you get fatter and fatter, you can just like expand your pants.
It just goes with your fatness, basically.
Fantastic. Don't lose weight. Get the pants expander. That's it.
Don't they call those spandex?
Yeah. Just wear sweatpants. All right. Cut it out. Right. If you're at that point where you're getting pants expanders, just move on to sweatpants. You're fine.
Exactly. God, pull them over your fupa.
There's
like everybody
so
else.
Much. Ooh, automotive toys. Should we do bestsellers? What's on the bestseller? I'm going to end up spending money that I don't need to spend. I should not have gone to this website.
Get away from that website.
Anyway. All right. Ooh, easy egg. You can easily
You already got an egg thing. Come
easily
on.
Peel three hard-boiled eggs in seconds. No, I have the egg cooker, not the egg peeler. I have to have it all. All right, well, I'm going to look more at this. First, let's get to your WTF of the day before I spend some money.
This is W.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Seriously, go see Katie and the crew, Smith Indoor Garden. Take your growth to the next level. Whether you've been growing for years, you're new to growing, doesn't matter. They have everything that you need from seed to harvest. So go hit them up, Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. All right, I got a hot take on this story, and we'll get to it. But first, here's the basics that you need to know. An Arkansas couple claims they're unable to enjoy their backyard in peace and quiet because their next-door neighbor's emotional support goats are causing them a lot of emotional distress.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's get into it. Willie Baker shared a post on Nextdoor.
Willie Baker.
Willie Baker from Arkansas. That sounds like a guy from Arkansas.
Willie Baker.
So he posted on Nextdoor saying that his new neighbors just moved in and brought their two goats, which are constantly screaming and bellowing.
You know what's wild? I'm telling you. If you don't know there's a goat around, and there's been situations I've been in where I didn't know there was a goat around. They scream bloody murder.
Yeah.
Like a human being.
Yeah, there's...
The first time I heard it, I was like, oh, my God, what is going on?
Not all of them, but a good handful. They make a lot of
noise.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what a majestic animal. Willie Baker from Arkansas wrote, quote, after spending over $30,000 on my backyard to be a place of zen, my wife and I have had to listen to goats all the time. He contacted animal control, who informed him that it is against the law to own goats within the city limits of North Little Rock, and the neighbors were given 24 hours to lose the goats. Problem solved, or so he thought. However, the neighbors went and got a doctor's note declaring the goats emotional support animals and city officials suddenly backed off. Baker is desperately trying to find some sort of peaceful resolution, but for now he has no choice but to live with the goat.
Wow.
There's a lot.
You know, there's always some loophole in the law. You can always go get a doctor's note.
There's a lot to unpack here. First, let me say $30,000 on your backyard, okay? What are you putting back there? Do you got like an infinity pool and like, I don't know.
It's a place of zen.
Like a waterfall? I mean,
$30,000 worth of zen, huh?
That seems like a little much, okay? That seems like a little much. Second of all, and this is where my hot take, maybe it's a little controversial, but you know what? I'm going to put it out there. I think any other animal except a dog should not be allowed to be an emotional support animal. Now, okay, I am 100% on board with emotional support animals. Those dogs.
I got an emotional connection to those goats,
All right, when you see someone, and usually, I hate to say it, it's some middle-aged woman whose only emotional support she needs is that she gets stressed out sometimes, all right?
You know.
If you see one of those ladies with, like, emotional support pig or an emotional support cockatiel, you don't need that animal, okay? It's not necessary. You're just doing it because you want to carry around this animal because you think it's a great conversation point instead of pointing out the fact that you have no personality outside of this emotional support animal.
Right.
Does that make sense?
You know, like, what do you think of the odds are that really she's getting emotional support from something that hangs its tongue out of its mouth and is cross-eyed and goes,
Yeah, and these goats, come on now. You know what these are. They're not emotional support goats at all.
No.
At all.
You got to stay away from them. They'll headbutt you. They'll ram you.
I don't know. It's just but everyone in this story kind of sounds like, I don't want to be around any of them. All right, I don't want to be around the guy who spent $30,000 on his backyard because, you know, that's all he wants to talk about and show off his $30,000 backyard.
Exactly.
And then you have the people next door who have goats and then go on to say that they're emotional support goats. I don't like anyone in this story. Anyway.
It's a big stalemate, and nothing's going to happen with this.
No. Or in a week, we're going to have a story about how these goats, emotional support goats, were murdered. But the neighbor's like, hey, it wasn't me, man. It wasn't me.
Just by chance, somebody shot him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, the only guy I like in the story is the animal control person. He seems like the only one that's like, all right, I don't get paid enough for this, man. I got to deal with this guy. I got to deal with these goats. Come on.
Interesting story. Screaming goats, man. Hey, goat boy.
Hey, goat. Oh, you button hooked me. If you've never listened to Adam Sandler, the goat, it's amazing.
Absolutely hilarious.
It's amazing. All right, so there you go. Emotional support goats, screaming, bothering neighbors.
Bloody murder.
Willie Baker from Arkansas, not happy about it. All right, well, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.